Rutgers Mighty Muscles are kicking off Independence Day a little early
with three weekend nights of baseball, red, white, and blue. This Friday kicks off the party with Military Appreciation Night, honoring all active duty and veterans with free admission and a special pregame ceremony.
Postgame, Hammond Stadium's first big night of our famous fireworks.
Saturday night, the first 500 fans in the gate get a Mighty Muscles red, white, and blue collector's t-shirt, and our players will take to the field with custom Team USA jerseys. Postgame, we launch a second night of booms, bangs, and crackles after the game. Then Sunday, game time moves from the regular afternoon matinee to 7 p.m., so you can sit back and enjoy the biggest postgame fireworks extravaganza in Hammond Stadium history. Independence Day weekend baseball.
Red, white, and boom!
With your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Mighty Muscles tip their ball caps to their heritage on Thursday with Miracle Throwback Night. Players wear classic Miracle uniforms, and hospitality will have dollar cans and $2 draft beers until the seventh inning. College students get in for only $5 too with ID. Then, this Friday night, Saturday night, and a special Sunday night game will each be capped by our biggest fireworks show ever. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar & Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar & Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
Your Mighty Muscles tip their ball caps to their heritage on Thursday with Miracle Throwback Night. Players wear classic Miracle uniforms, and hospitality will have dollar cans and $2 draft beers until the seventh inning. College students get in for only $5, too, with ID. Then, this Friday night, Saturday night, and a special Sunday night game will each be capped by our biggest fireworks show ever. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Stay up to speed with promotions and all things Mighty Muscles. Games and events, Mighty Muscles merch, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles, and on the web at MightyMuscles.com. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
The following is a presentation of Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Baseball. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on the air worldwide on the Mighty Muscles Broadcast Network. The game is coming up, but first, it's time for Muscles Pregame Live. And here's your host, John Vitas.
We welcome you to Hammond Stadium here in Fort Myers, Florida, the home of a six-game series between your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Welcome in, everyone, as we get you ready for our 7 o'clock first pitch between the Muscles and the Blue Jays, the Twins and Toronto. Low A teams linking up for six games here this week. As you probably know, the Mighty Muscles, with their playoff spot already locked up, having won the first half championship in the FSL West. The Blue Jays, one of five teams competing for the second half playoff spot in that same division. This is series number 2 of 3 between these teams this year. The Mighty Muscles went up to Dunedin in April and split a 6-game series. Now, the Muscles would tell you that they probably should have won 4 or 5 of those games. Dunedin able to scratch out a couple of close, low-scoring games in order to earn that split. They had a couple walk-offs in that series, in a series where the Muscles felt like they were the better team. And the record certainly indicates that this year. Fort Myers comes in with a 42-24 overall record. That is number one in the Florida State League and top five in all of minor league baseball. The Muscles are 1-1 so far in the second half. They had to play a doubleheader on Sunday in Lakeland. They split that twin bill with the Flying Tigers after getting rained out on both Friday and Saturday. One of those games will be made up here in Fort Myers on August 24th, about 2 months from now. Dunedin went 1-2 to start the second half in their last series against Bradenton. Overall, the Blue Jays are 29-40, so not one of the better teams in the league, but with a younger position player core, they are looking to turn a major corner here in half number two. We've got a great pitching matchup for you tonight. Two of the best arms in the entire league linking up. For the Muscles, it's right-hander Travis Adams, 6'1" and 197 pounds from Palm Springs, California. Went to Sacramento State, drafted in the 6th round, 4-3, the record so far for Adams. Really good stuff, fastball up to 96, sits 92 to 94, and decent off-speeds as well. He's got a 4-pitch mix with a sharp slider that he'll use a lot tonight. The Blue Jays have almost all righties on their position player group. They have 12 righties, 1 lefty, and 1 switch hitter. So Adams will have to throw that slider a lot against this right-hand heavy order. Travis is in a bit of a slump right now in terms of the results. He's given up 7 runs on 14 hits over his last 8 innings. Before that, had the ERA down to 2.25, but is in a little bit of a slump. We'll see how he bounces back today against Dunedin. On the other side, the Mighty Muscles hitters have their hands full with lefty Trenton Wallace, drafted in the 11th round last year out of Iowa. Wallace was the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year for the Hawkeyes, over 100 strikeouts in a college season. He is not a hard thrower, but tremendous control of his off-speed stuff. Throws a sinking fastball at 90 to 92, and then will use his off-speed pitches 80% of the time. Changeup, slider, curveball mix to go with that low 90s fastball for Wallace. The numbers are off the charts for Trenton so far this year. In fact, he brings in a streak of 17 consecutive scoreless innings into tonight's outing. That is a 4-start stretch where he has not allowed a single run in that span over 17 innings. He's allowed just 6 hits, 3 walks, and he has struck out over 20. So he is on fire right now. ERA for the season at 1.42. holding the opponent to a 151 average for the year. So the Muscles have their hands full. The good news for Fort Myers, they also have a right-hand heavy batting order against Wallace, so that should hopefully neutralize the breaking stuff for Wallace, who leans on the slider and curveball a ton. He is over 50% breaking ball, so the Muscles will be ready for it. They'll be waiting for one left over the plate or up in the zone, and so they'll have to try and figure out Wallace. He doesn't go deep into games. In fact, he's only completed 5 innings once all year, so he's about a 4-inning guy going for Dunedin today. So it's the lefty Wallace against the righty Adams in the first game of 6 between the Blue Jays and the Muscles. There is weather in the area tonight. We had to dance around some scattered thunderstorms all afternoon. It did rain here very briefly a couple of times earlier in the afternoon, and there are some nasty systems to our north and east. But it looks like if we do get anything tonight, it should be rather light. So we are hopeful that we can play these 9 innings uninterrupted on a very typical June evening in Fort Myers, Florida. We'll take our first break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll give you our Achieva Credit Union starting lineups, and we'll go around the Twins organization and update you on what's going on around the system. Don't go anywhere. Mighty Muscles pregame live continues after this.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
John Vitas welcoming you back to Hammond Stadium, less than 10 minutes away from first pitch between the Muscles and the Blue Jays. The managers currently meeting at home plate. Ryan Meyer for the Muscles and Donnie Murphy for the Blue Jays. We've got our classic uniform matchup tonight. The Muscles in the home whites and the Blue Jays in the road grays with the royal blue caps and trim. They've got some white in there as well. The visitors from Dunedin, Florida, about a two-hour bus ride down this way earlier this afternoon. Let's take a look around the Twins organization while we have a moment. Minnesota playing good baseball right now. Able to take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies over the weekend at Target Field. And then 5 games in 4 days against the Cleveland Guardians this week. Twins blew out Cleveland last night but lost the first game of the doubleheader today. 3-2 the final score this afternoon. Carlos Correa hit his 9th home run of the year. But the Twins did not get enough offense as the bullpen blew it. Emilio Pagan blows his 5th save of the year after a terrific start from Devin Smeltzer, who struck out 9 over 6 innings, allowed just 1 run for Minnesota. So the Twins fall to 42-34, but they'll be right back at it tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern time in Cleveland. They're getting ready to start over there. It is going to be Connor Pilkington, the lefty, starting for Cleveland, against right-hander Josh Winder for the Twins, coming off the injured list for that start today. Elsewhere around the organization, the AAA St. Paul Saints at home against the Omaha Storm Chasers of the Royals organization. Derek Rodriguez, a former Miracle pitcher, makes the start for St. Paul. AA Wichita on the road this week in Springfield to take on the Cardinals. A 7:35 Eastern time start in Illinois. Daniel Gossett has the ball for Wichita. High A Cedar Rapids will get going in Wisconsin tonight at 7:40. Brent Hedrick, the lefty, makes the start for Cedar Rapids, 7-2 with a 2.48 ERA. He'll be opposed by Brewers prospect Zach Mort. Taking a look at tonight's Achieva Credit Union starting lineup, Achieva Banking for Good. Jake Rucker going to lead it off tonight for the Muscles. He plays left field. He'll be followed by shortstop Noah Miller. Noah Cardenas bats third behind the plate. He'll be followed by Mikey Perez, who gets the start in the cleanup spot today. He plays second base. Third baseman Keone Cavaco bats fifth, with Rubel Cespedes in the 6th hole as the designated hitter. First baseman Dylan Tatum is in the 7th spot. He'll be followed by Nelson Roberto in right field. Luis Baez will round it out in center. Muscles right now working with a 4-man bench. They've got Aguiar available from the left side. And then 3 guys on the right side, Huffins, Rosario, and LaRon Smith, all have the night off tonight but are available off the bench for the Mighty Muscles. Fort Myers won 3 out of 5 last week in Lakeland. We mentioned the doubleheader split on Sunday. But Adams pitched earlier in the week, as did Pearson Ohl. And so the Muscles pitching staff is stacked for this week's series with Dunedin. They've got their true 6-man rotation going. Unfortunately, Steve Hadger is still on the injured list. He did throw a simulated game today through 2 innings, so we'll see how his body responds tomorrow, but he is potentially going to be activated at some point soon. We're very hopeful of that. Steve's been out now for almost 2 weeks with a shoulder strain, so hopefully no procedures needed, and a simulated game for him today is a step in the right direction for the former Michigan Wolverine. So tonight's start will be from Travis Adams. Pearson Ohl will go in the day game tomorrow. Take note of that 12 o'clock start in Game 2 of this series tomorrow. Marco Raya will start in the Miracle uniforms on Thursday night. And then this weekend, we're expecting the biggest crowds of the year, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for 4th of July weekend. It'll be Jalen Nowlin on Friday, right-hander Mike Paredes on Saturday, and then the lefty Jordan Carr will get the Sunday night start with the largest fireworks show in Southwest Florida scheduled for after that game on Sunday. Muscles taking the field here in Fort Myers. We are about 3 minutes away from first pitch. We'll take our final break, and when we come back, we'll have the start of the ball game. Muscles and Blue Jays kick off a six-game series after this.
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brand, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brand's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brand.co for more information.
And gentlemen, we welcome you in to Hammond Stadium, the spring training home of the Minnesota Twins, for game one of six here this week between the Mighty Muscles and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Travis Adams takes his warm-up tosses for Fort Myers, getting set to face this Dunedin order. It'll be Desan Brown leading it off in center field, followed by the designated hitter Adrian Pinto. Esteban Machado bats third at shortstop with Rainer Nunez in the cleanup spot at first base. Left fielder Roque Salinas bats fifth. He'll be followed by Andriel Sotolongo, the right fielder for the Blue Jays. Third baseman Angel Del Rosario bats seventh. He'll be followed by Juan Gonzalez, the catcher. Second baseman Raquelbin DeCastro rounds it out for Donnie Murphy's Blue Jays, coming in with a record of 29-40 on the year. Turned into a nice night for baseball. There is some rain to our north and east. We'll keep a close eye on the radar, but we should be good. If we do get hit with any rain, it's supposed to be light, the heavy stuff passing to our north. Travis Adams winds the first pitch in, and the fastball nails the outside corner at 95 miles an hour to start the night. It'll be Pinto Machado here in the first, a one. Slider just missed low to even the count up. Let's meet the defense for Brian Myers' Mighty Muscles. After the 1-1, which is a slider that Brown swings over the top of, four strike two. Jake Rucker gets the start in left field tonight with Luis Baez in center field. Nelson Roberto is in right as the slider sinks low there, 2-2. Keone Cavaco handles the hot corner with Noah Miller at shortstop. Mikey Perez plays second base with Dylan Tatum over at first. Fastball just missed inside, ball three. Noah Cardenas does the catching, working with Adams. The wind and the payoff. He got him. Slow slider. And Brown out in front for strike three. Adams starts his night with a strikeout. It'll bring up Adrian Pinto. Pinto was added to the Blue Jays roster in the final game of the series in April between the Blue Jays and the Muscles. He did not play in that game as the fastball's fouled back for strike one. So this is his first look against Fort Myers this season. Off to a nice start, .232 batting average with two home runs through 2 months of the season. That doesn't sound like much, but in this league, .232 average is right on the league average. That one misses inside for a ball, 1-1. Pinto, a guy acquired from Colorado, who the Blue Jays think very highly of. That one is swatted in the air behind first base. A lot of hang time for Tatum, who comes towards the camera well and reaches into the dugout to make the catch for out number two. Nicely done by Dylan Tatum, reacquainting himself with the dimensions here in Fort Myers after the Muscles spent all of last week in Lakeland. So two quick outs for Adams, and it'll bring up Estevan Machado, a switch hitter who will bat lefty against the righty Adams. The wind, the pitch is a fastball right on that outside corner for strike one. Machado, one of just two lefties that Adams will see tonight. 0-1 curveball sinks low there, 1-1. Good frame job by Cardenas, but it doesn't matter today. This is an ABS strike zone. 1-1 curve to the same spot and again bent around the plate, ball two. It is a robo-umpire game, so umpire merely relaying the message from the computer. That one is lined foul on the third base side for strike two. That one sunk just under that big metal overhang above the 200 level here in Fort Myers. Here comes the 2-2, and it's low, a changeup to bring the count full. As you can probably tell by the time between pitches, Adams works at a blistering pace, has been starting his motion with 8 or 9 seconds left on that pitch clock as that one misses outside, a slider that did not slide, and Machado has a two-out walk here in the first. So that'll prolong the inning for the most dangerous hitter in the Dunedin order, first baseman Rainer Nunez. Nunez swinging it at a .313 batting average this season, with 13 home runs and 50 runs batted in. He is all over the leaderboards in the FSL. Adams into the stretch for the first time, and he throws a terrific slider that Nunez waves over the top of for strike one. So Travis seems to have the feel for the slider early. From the stretch, big lead at first. The pitch is fouled back over the screen, 0-2, another slider. The Blue Jays, they're a younger bunch, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see a ton of off-speed stuff from the Muscles this week. And their second go-around against Dunedin. Fastball rises high, 96 from Travis, which is the top of his range. He is 92 to 96 with the fastball, and all 95s and 96s here in the first. Slider in the dirt, good glove stop by Noah, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adams wears the high purple socks under the white uniform. Muscles across the chest in that dinosaur block print. Purple caps, purple sleeves today for Fort Myers. There's a throw over, and Machado dives in head first. Baez very deep in center, which you might expect against a guy like Nunez. 13 home runs this year. And the fastball is poked foul over the first base seats. Adams up to 20 pitches now in the inning. Don't want to jinx it, but it does look like the clouds are clearing up to our north and east as the front door slider freezes. Nunez, strike three called as Adams tried something different there on 2-2. Two strikeouts in the first for Travis. But Muscles come to bat in a scoreless game after this.
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brand, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brand's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brand.co for more information.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing cold water seafood to the next level. Introducing Coldwater Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Mussels game ticket to Coldwater for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Mussels Blonde Ale. That's Coldwater Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
This is infielder Jake Rucker, and you're listening to John Vitas on the Mighty Mussels Baseball Network.
And Jake Rucker leads it off for the Mussels, leading off tonight's Achieva Credit Union starting lineup, Achieva Banking for Good. He'll be followed by Noah Miller, the shortstop, and the catcher, Noah Cardenas, here in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game as the Mussels try to solve lefty Trenton Wallace, pitching some of the best baseball in all the minor leagues right now. First pitch sinker misses low for ball one. Mikey Perez will be in the cleanup spot at second base to be followed by third baseman Keone Cavaco. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Rucker right through the fastball, 1-1. Rubel Cespedes hits sixth. He's the DH for Fort Myers. Dylan Tatum's in the seven hole tonight playing first. 1-1 is drilled down the right field line towards the pole, but that's going to hook foul. Sotolongo came over for a look, strike two. Nelson Roberto's in the eighth spot tonight in right with the center fielder Luis Baez rounding it out. But Wallace comes into this start with a streak of 17 consecutive scoreless innings. There's the 1-2, and it's fouled back, high fastball. Wallace 90-92 with the fastball. But his off-speed pitches are his signature. There's the slider, and it's looped into the crowd as Rucker continues to fight. In his last start, which was four scoreless innings against Bradenton, Wallace struck out nine, by the way, in that start. Only threw his fastball 20% of the time, so he is 80% off-speed. 1-2 is fouled off. There's a fastball. By my count, four of his first six pitches have been fastballs to Rucker. Got a changeup in the mid to upper 80s, a slider in the low 80s, and a curveball in the mid 70s. So slow and slower for Trenton Wallace. Here's the 1-2. And it's rolled on the ground to first, right at Nunez, who scoops it up on two hops and steps on the cushion for the out. So Rucker grounds out, and it'll set the stage for Noah Miller, whose older brother Owen is playing against the Minnesota Twins this week. Five-game series between Cleveland and Minnesota. That's, of course, because of a makeup game, which they're making up today, a doubleheader in Cleveland. Miller fouls the first one back 0-1. But Wallace, last year, was the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year in his fourth season with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Here comes the 0-1. That one's lifted, foul again, strike two. So technically, Wallace was a COVID junior, had one more year of eligibility, but got drafted in the 11th round. The 0-2 pitch is rolled on the ground right side. Long way to go for DeCastro. He flags it down and makes the athletic jumping throw to first in time. Nicely done to retire Miller for out number two, and it'll bring up Cardenas. Let's set the defense for Dunedin in the outfield left to right. It is Salinas, Brown, and Sotolongo. Del Rosario handles third base with Machado at shortstop. You just heard from DeCastro at second as Cardenas takes a high fastball for strike one. Rainer Nunez plays first base with Juan Gonzalez doing the catching. Here's the 0-1. Changeup darts outside for a ball. We are getting clipped right now by a small system, so it is raining lightly here at the ballpark. There are a few fans who have taken cover, but most of them still in their seats. The 1-1 is outside for ball two. I would say this is a pretty typical Tuesday crowd, right around 1,000 folks here right now. Here's the wind, the 2-1 from Wallace. Slider bends onto the inside corner, strike two. The slider is the pitch he used the most against Bradenton, 37% of the time. Here's the 2-2, and it's fouled back. Good cut against the fastball. That's the hardest pitch that Wallace has thrown at 92 miles per hour. Home sweet home for these muscles this week after a week on the road. They always have some good vibes when they get back. Slider on the inside corner. Good pitch by Wallace. Freezes Cardenas for his first strikeout of the night. On to the second inning. No score here at Hammond Stadium.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar & Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar & Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers, and Naples.
Your Mighty Muscles tip their ball caps to their heritage on Thursday with Miracle Throwback Night. Players wear classic Miracle uniforms, and hospitality will have dollar cans and $2 draft beers until the seventh inning. College students get in for only $5, too, with ID. Then, this Friday night, Saturday night, and a special Sunday night game will each be capped by our biggest fireworks show ever. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Stay up to speed with promotions and all things Mighty Muscles. Games and events. Mighty Muscles merch. On Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles. And on the web at MightyMuscles.com. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles right-handed pitcher Mark Araya, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Roque Salinas leads it off for Dunedin as we begin the second inning. Travis Adams back to work, and the fastball nails the inner half for strike one. Light rain continues to fall here at the stadium. Just the edges of some of those more severe bands that have moved north. That one's drilled down the line. That's a foul ball. Salinas with an inside-out swing on a sharp bounding ball over the bag that was just foul. Strike two. We haven't seen much thunder or lightning. I guess we can only see lightning. We haven't seen much lightning or heard much thunder today. That one's right back to the mound. Simple comebacker fielded by Adams, who flips to first underhanded for the out. So Salinas put down, and it'll bring up Andriel Sotolongo. Tarp was on the field at about 3:15 this afternoon with a passing thunderstorm. But again, not much thunder. We've had some severe thunder and lightning the last few weeks. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. Good slider from Adams. And then another little passing sprinkle at about 5:30, and another one here at 7:15. That one is low for a ball 1-1. But I would argue that none of those little passing showers have put this game in jeopardy at all. We'll see if this picks up at all or if it passes, as the other ones did. Here comes the 1-1. And the slider's in for strike two. So Adams having no trouble gripping that slider with the rain falling. And again, it is a light rain. Majority of the fans have stayed in their original seats. That one is low. Might have been a change at that time. To bring the count to 2-2 on Sotolongo. Next one is a fastball. I just missed inside for ball three. 30 pitches even now for Adams, who has had to work a little bit harder than usual so far. And there's another walk. Fastball up and in again. And the Blue Jays have a base runner here in the second. Both base runners so far have been walks, as Del Rosario comes to the plate. Another right-handed bat. We mentioned it in the pregame show. Travis is in a little bit of a skid right now. There's a bunt, third base side. It's a good one. Cardenas bare hands and makes the throw, and it skips into right field off the tarp. Roberto in to back up, but not before the runners advance to second and third. We'll see how they score that one. But it's going to be second and third with only one out now for Dunedin. Could be a sacrifice and an error or a hit and an error. But either way, the Blue Jays now poised to take the lead here in the second inning. That ball was on the wet grass at the third base line, and Cardenas bounced the throw. Rucker not able to pick it. I would probably lean sacrifice and an error just because I think a good throw would have gotten Del Rosario at first, but it would have been close. Here's the pitch. Slider drilled out to right center. That'll score at least one. Long run back for Baez. He gets there. Gets behind the ball, deep in right center. Makes the catch. Throw coming towards third, not in time, as Del Rosario dives in head first. It's a sacrifice fly for Juan Gonzalez. And the Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead without a base hit. So a walk, an error, and a sac fly. Make it 1-0 Blue Jays. The pitch. Fastball rises high to Raquelbin DeCastro. They did give Del Rosario a single on that bunt, by the way. So now they did score with a hit. As the fastball is fouled back there by DeCastro, 1-1. So it's a single and a throwing error on Cardenas. Followed by the sac fly, Gonzalez picks up his fourth RBI. Slider, check swing, it's down and away. 2-1 on DeCastro. Adams ready from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball blew it by him at 95. To bring the count even at 2-2. The next pitch, slider in the dirt, glove stop by Cardenas. So full count now. Adams about to throw his 40th pitch. He's ready. Here it comes. And it's looped out to shallow center. Perez coming over and will make the catch to end the inning. But the Blue Jays score a run, and the Muscles will come to bat in the bottom of the second after this on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It!
Tomorrow, Wednesday, June 29th, is a special Mighty Muscles Day game at high noon. Come out on your lunch break for $5 box tickets. It's also Silver Sluggers Wednesday and Bark in the Park. Bring your dog and make it an afternoon. Then, this weekend, we'll roll out all the big bang boom leading up to the 4th of July. This Friday, Saturday, and a special Sunday night game will each be capped by our biggest fireworks show ever. Come on out to the ball game this week with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Mikey Perez leads it off and takes one to the backstop for ball one. Trenton Wallace almost hit him with a first pitch fastball. John Vitas welcoming you back to the spring training home of the Minnesota Twins. Blue Jays now have a 1-0 lead as we start the bottom of the second inning. Middle of the order here for Fort Myers. The 1-0 pitch. Slider and a beauty in there for strike one. 78 on the slider, so it's not a hard pitch, but it's got a ton of late movement. 1-1. A same exact pitch. Same exact spot, strike two. I mean, there's almost nothing you can do with that if you're Perez. Here's the 1-2. And it's swatted foul. That was a fastball. Tried to pitch backwards there. We have seen the Blue Jays develop some pitchers very similarly to Trenton Wallace. Here's the pitch. And it's cranked foul over the left side out of play. Over the years in this league, we've seen a number of these sidewinding, soft-tossing lefties that have had success. Couple of guys before the pandemic. Here's the pitch. Change up, topped up the third baseline, just wide of the bag. You may not know these names, but we'll throw them out there anyway. Because both of them have made the major leagues. One is Taylor Saucedo. Again, a touch and feel lefty, fastball, just right around 90. Pitch to contact, had success. Zach Logue is another guy of a similar mold to Wallace. 1-2. Check swing, and he went around. Fastball right on the outside edge. Back-to-back strikeouts for Wallace, and it'll bring up Keone Cavaco. Now, Logue just made his big league debut a few weeks ago for the Oakland A's. A guy who I have to admit, seeing him 3 or 4 years ago in single A, I thought he had no chance to make the majors with a fastball in the upper 80s. But guys develop, guys get stronger, and Logue could always pitch. Here's the pitch to Cavaco. That one's in for a strike. Dunedin Blue Jays also had Ryan Barucki, who was outstanding a few years back. He's a harder thrower, though. 0-1. And that's looped out to shallow center, sinking on Brown. He comes in, and he makes a diving catch. Desaun Brown to his right side, sliding on the wet grass in shallow center, takes a base hit away from Cavaco. Now, if Brown was playing as deep as Baez was on the other side, he would have had no chance. That would have been a routine single, but he plays pretty shallow out there and was able to come in and make a terrific play. So it's all left to Cespedes here in the second. So I guess you could say there's a long line of soft-tossing lefty starters for the Dunedin Blue Jays. That one's low for ball one, and a lot of them have had tremendous success moving up through the ranks. Here's the 1-0. Slider way outside for ball two. And that's kind of the signature pitch right there, that side-winding slider like a frisbee across the zone. But able to locate and get out. Weak contact. And Wallace is having incredible success with that arsenal. 2-0. Slider pulled on the ground towards first. Nunez comes in, scoops it on two hops, and takes it to the bag himself to retire the hustling Cespedes. So 1-2-3 inning for Trenton Wallace. We move to the third with Dunedin leading 1-0.
A thing in Academy Charter School. The first Greek immersion charter school in the United States is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through eighth grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference. Two for One Tuesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Fireworks Fridays, Free Giveaway Saturdays, and Sunday Brunch. Game Day doesn't get more family-friendly. Stay up to speed with Home Game Times on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles.
Here in Fort Myers, Travis Adams back to work for the Muscles. That rain, by the way, has stopped. That one's lined out to right field. That's going to drop in for Desan Brown. Roberto plays it in, but it's an opposite field single for the Blue Jays leadoff man, and they are back to work here in the third. So now Adams is up to 40 pitches. We'll see how he manages his pitch count. Twins have been very careful with Travis, a guy who has been very healthy, throws hard, has taken his turn in the rotation each and every time, but they have still not let him go deep into games. Runner goes, it's a fastball. Cardenas' throw on the money, and the tag got him. UCLA to UCLA on that connection. Cardenas to Perez, and Brown is caught stealing. Beautiful throw by Noah, who's got a big arm. The 0-1 slider, and he has Pinto all tied up, strike two. Adams has eclipsed 80 pitches just once this year. He has never gotten to 90 pitches. That one is low. And his pitch counts in his last three outings, 73, 65, and 72. So he's been limited to about 75 for much of the year. We'll see how deep they let him go tonight. Bullpen obviously very well rested with the off day yesterday. 1-2, just missed outside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. He's only gone beyond five innings just once this year. He went six innings on May 17th at Clearwater. 2-2. Low, missed with a slider. And it's a full count on Pinto. Here's the windup. Nope, Adams now stops mid-windup and resets. Here's the 3-2. And it's up and in, ball four. Third walk issued by Adams. Just the second time in his professional career that he has walked three batters in a game. Only other time he did it, May 29th at Bradenton. So one on, one out. Here is Estevan Machado. Crouches a little low in that lefty's box. Takes a slider. They appeal and say he did go around. Strike one. Machado slightly open. Has the blue shin guard on the right leg. Waggles those hands, which are tucked into his left ear. There's a throw to first. And back in diving is Pinto. Full slate of action around the Florida State League today. No rainouts. No final scores in the league yet. 0-1, runner goes, lined out to left center, that's going to fall. It's a base hit, stopping and now heading for third is Pinto. He'll make it as Baez plays it in. It's a single for Machado, and the Blue Jays have runners at the corners with only one out. And if it wasn't for that throw by Cardenas, it'd be 2-0 Dunedin right now. Instead, still just 1-0. Muscles will set up a double play depth and try and turn something on Nunez. Good piece of hitting by Machado to loop one into left center field. Pinto was around second by the time that ball landed. For some reason, he slowed down. He didn't really need to. That one is high for ball one. I don't think he knew where the ball was off the bat and then saw it plop into left center. Adams behind on Nunez. He's a dangerous bat. The pitch low with a slider, 2-0. Salinas on deck has 0 home runs. So if you're worried about an extra base hit, you can be careful with Nunez. But he also is a double play candidate. 2-0. Fastball challenged him, and he swung right through it, strike one. Fifty pitches now for Adams, who fires on 2-1. Fastball drilled foul, high and deep off the right side, strike two. Muscles did add one pitcher to the roster since the series ended against Bradenton. They're up to 16 pitchers again, a full allotment. Here's the 2-2, and it's drilled out to right. Pretty deep, but playable for Roberto. That'll score the run. Drifting towards the line, he makes the catch. Throw comes into second. It's a sacrifice fly for Rainer Nunez. His team leading 51st run batted in of the season. And it's now 2-0 Blue Jays. First earned run against Adams tonight. It does keep Machado at first base with two outs for Salinas. Travis delivers, and it's fouled back. That new pitcher for the Muscles is right-hander Jonathan Lavallee, who was drafted in the 16th round last year. Lavallee is the last 2021 draft pick to reach the Muscles. We've now seen every member of last year's draft class. So keep that in mind, folks, when you watch this July's MLB draft, that within a year, the Muscles will likely get every single one of those draft picks. 0-1 is drilled foul over the Muscles bullpen on the third base side. Two strikes on Salinas. Now the Muscles, or I should say the Twins, did go very college heavy in last year's draft. Their first two picks were high school guys, and then they went 19 consecutive college players. That one's fisted on the ground to third. Cavaco charges, has to hurry, and he gets the throw there in time. Strong arm from Keone Cavaco to beat Salinas and end the inning. Blue Jays tack on another run by the sack from the sack fly from Nunez. Middle of the third, Blue Jays now lead 2-0.
You may not need a lawyer today, but at some point in your life, you might. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer recognized by the Florida Bar as an expert in criminal trial law. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in DUI, criminal law, and felony case matters from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. You may not need a lawyer today, so remember his name for when you do. The Law Office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
There's no better deal during Muscles season than a Silver Sluggers membership. For just $55, all fans 65 years and older can get a ticket to all 11 Wednesday home games. They'll also get a free parking pass and t-shirt, not to mention a 10% discount in the team store. To purchase your Silver Sluggers card today, call Ross Sirtis at 239-533-7661. That's 239-533-7661.
This is right-handed pitcher Reggie Grace, and you're listening to John Vitas on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Bottom third of the order for Brian Myers' team here in the third inning. Dylan Tatum going to start things against Trenton Wallace. Tatum playing first base today is split his time between catcher and first, as has all the Muscles catchers. First pitch, fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Tatum wears the white sleeve on the right arm as Wallace delivers, and it's upstairs. Blue Jays lead this one 2-0. A sac fly in the second and a sac fly in the third have put the Blue Jays on top. Here's the 1-1. And the fastball nails the inside corner, strike two. Wallace wears the stirrups, the tall left-hander. Here's the 1-2. And he got him. Snuck the fastball by him, outer half. Three strikeouts now for Trenton Wallace. It'll bring up Roberto. Wallace has almost like capri pants going tonight. About halfway down the calf. With those blue outer socks, white under socks on the stirrups. It's definitely a look. Here's the pitch. And the slider is in for a strike. Oh no, ruled high by the ABS system. Wallace positions those hips towards his first base dugout, rocks and fires, and the slider gets Roberto to swing over the top, 1-1. Keeps those hips closed for a long time, hides the ball well as he slings that slider in for strike two. You can see why he is 40% slider. It's a very consistent pitch for him, the 1-2. There it is again, and Roberto able to spoil it, looping it into the crowd on the first base side. Muscles bullpen beginning to stir. Nobody up on a mound yet. As that one rises up and away 2-2. But with Adams up over 50 pitches through three and being on about an 80-pitch limit, probably just one more for Travis to get him through four. Here's the 2-2. And he got him. Good tailing fastball running away from Roberto. Four strikeouts now for Trenton Wallace. Now up to 19 consecutive scoreless innings. At his pitch count at 40, with Baez digging in from the right side. Wallace has basically been limited to just two trips through the batting order. We'll see if they push him at all tonight. First pitch to Luis is a slider called strike one. Wallace working fast, the 0-1. Outside for a ball. He delivers. And a feeble hack by Baez, strike two. Slider in on his hands and a check swing where he was all tied up. Wallace looking to punch the side. Here's the 1-2. And he got him. Slider, Baez right through it. Trenton Wallace strikes out the side in order in the third. We move to the fourth with the Blue Jays holding a 2-0 lead.
Your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are kicking off Independence Day a little early
with three weekend nights of baseball, red, white, and blue. This Friday kicks off the party with Military Appreciation Night, honoring all active duty and veterans with free admission and a special pregame ceremony.
Postgame, Hammond Stadium's first big night of our famous fireworks.
Saturday night, the first 500 fans in the gate get a Mighty Muscles Red, White, and Blue Collector's T-shirt, and our players will take to the field with custom Team USA jerseys. Postgame, we launch a second night of booms, bangs, and crackles after the game. Then Sunday, game time moves from the regular afternoon matinee to 7 p.m. so you can sit back and enjoy the biggest post-game fireworks extravaganza in Hammond Stadium history. Independence Day weekend baseball.
Red, white, and boom!
With your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Hook up on Twitter at Mighty Muscles for game day starting lineups, final scores, game recaps, promotions, and more. It's the best way to know what's happening right now, and total team info with rosters, stats, stories, and promotions is on the web at MightyMuscles.com.
This is Muscles pitcher Travis Adams, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Fourth inning here on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network. Travis Adams goes back to the mound after allowing singular runs in the second and the third. Faces Andriel Sotolongo to begin the fourth, and the first pitch slider gets Sotolongo to swing and miss 0-1. It'll be Del Rosario and Juan Gonzalez to follow, all righties against the Sacramento State product Adams. Slider tapped foul behind home for strike two. Adams was 54% fastball in his last start, which is right on par with what we normally see from him. Fastball did take a little bit of a dip, averaged 92.8, normally more like 94, but that is returned tonight. There's the 0-2. And he got him, 94 with a high heater. So DeLongo chases, and it's strikeout number three for Adams. This might be Travis's last inning, so he would love to finish with a flourish here. About to throw his 60th pitch and facing Del Rosario. The wind, the offering. Fastball looped foul towards the top of that 200 level on the first base side, strike one. This is Adams' 12th start of the year as he begins the second half of the season. Leads the Muscles with 53 innings pitched coming in. That one is low for a ball. Which means he's the only Muscles pitcher on pace to eclipse 100 innings this season. Here's the 1-1. And he got him with a high fastball, strike two. The rest of the starters under 50, some even under 40 innings. That one is up high, 2-2. Paredes and Nowlin, for example, started the year in the bullpen, so they're not all the way stretched out quite yet. 2-2 rolled up the middle. Miller charges into his left. He fields and makes the throw to first as Tatum stretches to his left to glove it. For out number two, that was not an easy play on either side, but the Muscles make it, and now it's Gonzalez. Miller gets to the ball so quickly, took a good route to that one coming in and to his left. And able to gun down Del Rosario. So here's the catcher, Gonzalez, with the bases empty. Muscles down two. And he swings through a high fastball, 0-1. 95 miles an hour on the 65th pitch of the night from Adams. That's a good sign. 0-1, same pitch, same result, strike two. Oh, Adams may be making a bid for one more inning tonight. He's ready, but time called for by Gonzalez. Count remains 0-2. Here's the windup, and now the pitch. Tapped foul, tried another fastball. That time Gonzalez able to roll it towards the Fort Myers dugout. There's the windup, another 0-2. Curveball sweeps low as Gonzalez keeps it going. Adams rocks the next one. Fastball golfed down the right field line, hooking foul. One hopper off the sidewall out there in right field. Did a good job to get to that fastball, which was below the knees. So still 1-2. Adams comes home with it. And it's downstairs, missed with the slider. Two balls and two strikes. Travis now at 70 pitches. Comes home. And the fastball's ricocheted off the mask of Cardenas. Got his bell rung there, but flips another baseball back to Travis Adams. Slider, cued foul. Gonzalez reaching for it. But able to stay alive, and we'll see nine pitches in this AB. Adams with a 2-2 now. Just missed with the slider. He wanted it, but the robo-umpires didn't give it to him. A full count now. You've got the nine-hitter, DeCastro, on deck. Here's the payoff, and it's drilled out to center. Playable, though, for Baez. Moves over towards the left center field gap a bit and makes the catch to retire the side. A 1-2-3 fourth for Travis Adams. We move to the bottom of the inning after this with the score, Dunedin 2, and the Muscles nothing.
Wednesdays have a little something for everyone at Hammond Stadium this year.
Bring your four-legged friends to see the Muscles for Bark in the Park.
Walk your dog and eat a dog.
As $1 hot dogs will be available all night long.
It's also Silver Sluggers Night, with a special ticket package available for our seniors.
Last,
but definitely not least,
it's Ladies' Night. Ladies can enjoy 2-for-1 seltzers and wine.
That's Bark in the Park,
Dollar Dog Night,
Silver Sluggers,
and Ladies' Night.
Every Wednesday here at Hammond Stadium.
This is Pearson Ohl, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Top of the order here for the Mighty Muscles. Jake Rucker going to lead it off against Trenton Wallace. Wallace has struck out 5 of the first 9 batters he's faced. This is a Muscles team that leads the league in strikeout rate, so unusual to see them this befuddled by a pitcher. That one's low for ball one. A changeup to start off Rucker. But the numbers have indicated that we're going to see something like this from Wallace each time out. ERA in the ones coming into this outing. That one misses inside a slider to bring the count to 2-0, falling behind for a rare time today. Wallace has not allowed a run since May 24th. As that one's looped foul in the seats, right side strike one. That is now 20 consecutive scoreless innings. He has not allowed more than 2 runs in any start all year. 2-1. Fastball low, 3-1. There's no reason to think that that streak is going to end tonight. He has not gone more than 5 innings, though, in any outing, so they've protected him third time through. A broken bat, soft roller out to short. Machado comes in to get it, and the throw to first is in time. Rucker grounds out and loses a bat in the process. It'll bring up Noah Miller. Miller wears the high purple socks tonight. Digs in from the right side. Doesn't get too many opportunities to bat right-handed, but tonight is the night. Boy, the sky has really cleared up to our east tonight. We've ended up with a pretty nice night for baseball. Curveball in for a strike, 0-1. A little muggy, but a little cooler than usual for this time of year. We're in the low 80s right now, 0-1. Is downstairs for a ball, 1-1. Tonight a 2-for-1 Tuesday. 2-for-1 draft beer, sodas, hot dogs. There's the pitch to Noah. And that one is called a strike at the knees, 1-2. Mighty Muscles managing partner John Martin going to join us in the next inning to talk promotions on a very exciting week here at Hammond Stadium. That one's fouled back to the screen. So a lot to talk about over the weekend. If you're in town, it's a great time to come out to the ballpark. Wallace brings home the 1-2. Fastball downstairs, a close pitch, 2-2 now. This is the heart of the baseball season. Stanley Cup playoffs are over. NBA finals are over. NBA draft is over. The College World Series is over. Here's the 2-2. That's lofted foul on the right side. So for the next month, baseball takes center stage. Start to see a little more NFL action at the end of July, early August. But for the next 5 weeks or so, it is a baseball world. Slider check swing. He went around. Miller rung up on a slider in the dirt. And that is strikeout number 6 for Trenton Wallace. And just over 50 pitches as Cardenas comes to the plate. First man up in the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Well, I guess he's not throwing. Reggie Grace is on a mound, but he hasn't started throwing yet. Cardenas takes high, so it looks like Adams will at least start the fifth. Juan Mendez walking up a mound right now as well. There's the pitch. Slider drops in for a strike, 1-1. Wallace working quickly, and Cardenas calls time to break up his rhythm. Wallace drops that dark-colored glove towards his chest, starts the motion, the 1-1. Fastball, a little bit low, ball 2. Been a consistent strike zone tonight from that ABS system. They are not giving these pitchers the knees. Here's the 2-1. And Noah pounds one foul behind home, strike 2. 60 pitches for Wallace, both bullpens still quiet. 2-0 Blue Jays in the fourth. First of 6 this week. The pitch. Slider stays low. A lot of bite to it, but certainly below the knees as the count goes full on Cardenas, who came into the week, by the way, with more walks than strikeouts. 3-2. Fouled back just over the screen to stay alive. Struck out in his first at-bat tonight. So right now, Noah has 40 walks and 40 strikeouts. Dead even in those two categories. That's a significant accomplishment in the minor leagues. Pitch home. Is outside, ball 4, close pitch. So now he has 41 walks. More walks than strikeouts again for Cardenas. Muscles have their first base runner of the night with Mikey Perez striding to the dish. Perez's mom, Kelly, with another trip to the College World Series this year, her Bruins got deep into the postseason once again. Basically making it automatic for UCLA on the softball diamond. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss on a slow curve from Wallace. Mikey struck out on a fastball his first time up. Wallace has struck out 4 of the last 6 batters he's faced. Runner goes, pitches in. Called a strike. The bouncing throw is not in time. So the catcher, Cardenas, steals the base. And the Muscles have a man in scoring position with 2 outs. 0-2, though, on Perez. Second baseman DeCastro all the way up the middle. So there is some space on the right side if he wants to go the other way. With the Muscles trailing by 2. Runner breaks for 3rd, and Perez crushes one foul out of the stadium. Way out in front on the slider. Cardenas broke for 3rd because nobody was holding him on. Would have stolen the base easily had that one been taken for a ball. But now has to go back to 2nd base. The lefty steadies, looks at 2nd, the pitch. Reached for, lined out to short. Good sliding pickup by Machado. Gets to his feet and throws him out to end the inning. Beautiful play by Machado to keep this game at 2-0 as we move to the fifth. John Martin joins us next here on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network, powered by Brandt.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah!
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo-hoo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for 6 games and include parking and 6 hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full-season ticket plan for $330. Full-season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-3333. 4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Keep in touch. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles. And total team info is on the web at mightymuscles.com.
Muscles, third baseman Keone Cavaco, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Back live from Hammond Stadium as we start the fifth inning. Muscles trailing 2-0, and Travis Adams back out for a fifth inning of work. During this inning, we are extremely excited to be joined with Mighty Muscles managing partner and majority owner John Martin. John, welcome in.
Hey, good evening, John. Great to be here. Great night at the ballpark.
Absolutely. Those showers have moved away, and we are comfortable now as Adams' slider misses outside 1-1 to Raquelbin DeCastro. And I know this is a homestand for you that you've had highlighted on the calendar for a long time.
You're right, John. I mean, to start with, it's Independence Day. Everybody in this country has a lot to celebrate on Independence Day, in my opinion. And when we go a little further, what works better with fireworks Independence Day than a little baseball? Maybe the warm hot dog, the cold beer that we talk about sometimes. Our brand of family fun, family entertainment, it's just perfect for this weekend. It's set up ideally.
This one's grounded out to third. Cavaco charges, throw across his body on the money. Nice play by Cavaco to Rob DeCastro. And that's the first out here in the fifth. It'll bring up Desan Brown.
So, yeah, John, we're going to have the biggest fireworks show in the history of Hammond Stadium. So that's saying something now. And we're going to do that on Sunday evening. And as a warm-up round to the biggest fireworks show in the history of Hammond Stadium, we're going to have fireworks Friday and Saturday.
Brown rips one towards the left field corner. That's going to two-hop the fence. Rucker digs it out as Brown glides into second with a one-out double. So Brown now 2-for-3, and the Blue Jays have another man in scoring position for Pinto. But a trifecta with the fireworks this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all three games have a postgame fireworks show. And as you mentioned, the largest one in Hammond Stadium history on Sunday, that's presented by Millennium Physician Group. And also on Sunday, we're kind of jumping the gun, jumping all the way ahead to Sunday, but we're expecting probably the largest crowd of the year on Sunday. Brant's, our presenting sponsor, who you have good ties with, will be here debuting their race cars in front of the stadium, right?
That's correct. So our presenting sponsor, Brant, has a couple different race teams. They have one in the Brazilian Formula One series, and they also have one in the Xfinity NASCAR series. They're going to have both race cars here in front of the fountains. They're going to have both drivers, Miguel Paludo from the Brazilian series, and also their victorious a winner from this last weekend, Justin Allgaier. So both drivers are going to be here, both race cars are going to be here, and we're going to take family fun with fireworks and baseball. We're going to splash in a little race car action as well, John.
Pinto pops out there. Cavaco went into foul ground to get it, so two outs now for Estevan Machado. Brown still at second base with Adams up over 80 pitches now. First one to Machado is rolled towards the hole, left side, backhanded by Miller, gets to his feet and throws to first. Beautiful play by Miller. How about that, John?
What a play there. He got it backhanded with kind of on a short hop. He made a nice play where he kind of slid to the stop, fired it to first, made it look easy, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Good analysis there. We'll keep it right here with John Martin. We'll go ahead and move our commercial break a little bit later on. But that's exciting. I know you've worked with Brant for a long time, and something we've never had here for a Miracle or Muscles game, having professional racers here. Auto racing here at the ballpark, so that'll be fun having that out front of the stadium. And plenty of other things going on this weekend. We've got our red, white, and blue Muscles t-shirt giveaway on Saturday. It's also our third Beer Fest of the year. I know the Beer Fest have been a big hit. I mean, how do you beat $20 all you can drink?
Well, I don't think you can beat it, John, which is why we keep filling the concourse every time we do it. People have a lot of fun with Beer Fest.
And then animal cruelty awareness, as always, on our Saturdays, post-game fireworks. And on Saturday and Sunday, the Muscles will be wearing their Team USA-inspired jerseys. Those can be auctioned off, or you can auction or make a bid on the auction on our website, MightyMuscles.com. That's presented by Lee County Solid Waste. Those are sharp. I know you got a chance to see those uniforms, right? What do you think of them?
I did. Well, they are inspired by the 1992 USA Dream Team, right? The legendary basketball Dream Team. And they are sharp looking. Anything in red, white, and blue looks good, in my opinion, but these jerseys look great. And like I said, inspired by the Dream Team, but with a baseball flair. So the Muscles are going to be looking great over the weekend.
Friday is also our sneakerhead night. We'll have various vendors here at the stadium. So if you're into the sneakers, you can check out all the different looks and even purchase a pair at the game. We also have fireworks presented by Budweiser and B1039. Wicked Dolphin Happy Hour, as always, from 6 to 7. And then last but definitely not least, Friday is our military appreciation night. So we'll be honoring retired and active duty military members with a free ticket. So that'll only add to the crowd and the excitement on Friday night.
Yeah, I really am looking forward to this weekend, John. I think we're not only going to have the biggest crowd of the year on Sunday night, but I think Friday and Saturday will be huge nights here at the ballpark as well. And then, hey, let's not forget about the Muscles, who are the first half champs, and they just keep putting in great performance after great performance. I mean, every night they keep us in the game with a chance to win.
First pitch is low to Cavaco here to start the bottom of the fifth with Trenton Wallace back to work for Dunedin. He's been limited to four innings in most of his outings this year, so they're pushing him a little bit more tonight. 2-0 as the second one misses to Cavaco as well. Both teams now have action in the bullpens. In fact, the Blue Jays have two relievers warming, which we almost never see in this league. The 2-0 is up and away. Normally, you keep one catcher down in the bullpen to warm up one pitcher at a time, but since the Blue Jays have two catchers on their bench, apparently both of them are out there in the bullpen, and now Donnie Murphy has come out of the dugout to check on his starter, who has missed with three pitches in a row, and unfortunately Donnie Murphy is joined by the trainer. So never a good sign when the trainer comes out to the pitcher's mound, but I'd have to think they're aware of something pre-existing with Wallace. Either that or they're just so shocked he's in a three-ball count, they wanted to make sure he was okay. I mean, John, he's been rolling right along here.
He has, John, and I hate to see them out there taking a look at him here because just as a tip of the cap to the competition, I mean, this guy has been tremendous tonight. Honestly, we know how good our Muscles team is. They've been hitting every pitcher in this league, and they haven't been able to touch him tonight. He has looked tremendous.
Yeah, sometimes it's the funky lefties that throw off a good lineup more so than the powerful righties or the big prospects. A lot of times prospects who are ranked struggle to throw strikes, or you know, maybe they're grooving fastballs down the middle. When you've got a guy like Wallace who can really locate, I mean, it could be a recipe for disaster for some of these single-A lineups. And now, with Wallace up to 70 pitches, the decision has been made. He is going to come out of this game, and one of those righties is going to come in. He's from Rock Island, Illinois, by the way. Do you know where that is?
I absolutely know where Rock Island is. You talking about Wallace is from Rock Island?
Yes.
So Rock Island, from my home of Flanagan, the map dot town that we've talked about so many times, Rock Island would be 2 hours straight west. Very nice, a riverboat casino in Rock Island for any listeners planning a summer getaway.
How far is that from Illinois State?
So Illinois State would be in Bloomington Normal, so it would be about 2.5 hours from ISU.
And how much corn is in the middle there?
It would be impossible to count the amount of corn between Rock Island and Bloomington Normal, Illinois. John, one thing we're good at in Illinois is corn and soybeans, buddy.
Yep, and you know that better than anybody. John, you want to stick around for another half, or you got some business to take care of?
I would love to stick around for another half if you'll have me.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Muscles down two.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yay! Take your age 14 and under child to Hammond Stadium with a special package just for them. The Muscle Sprouts Kids Club comes with a ticket to every Sunday home game, t-shirt, and giveaways, admission to bounce houses and other entertainment, and a chance to bring Muscle Man to their school. Muscle Sprouts packages are only $33 per child and $16.50 for each additional child. Call Austin Dutton at 239-533-7663 to join today.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing Coldwater Seafood to the next level. Introducing Coldwater Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Muscles game ticket to Coldwater for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Muscles Blonde Ale. That's Coldwater Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
Listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
John Vitas bringing you back to Hammond Stadium alongside Mighty Muscles owner John Martin. Keone Cavaco in a 3-0 count and a new pitcher into the game for Dunedin. Replacing lefty Trenton Wallace is righty Ben Baggett. Baggett listed at 6'1", 95. By way of both Stanford University and Florida Southern, which is a school here in Florida, they're Division II. And so he pitched at Stanford in 2019, Florida Southern in 2020. He's a late bloomer, pitched in college till he was 24. Now he's 26. And, John, I know you have a little more on Ben.
Hey, you got me in here at the right time, John. I had an opportunity to speak with Ben's father before the game. He was just standing there kind of watching the players warm up before the game. Didn't know who he was, said hello. And he told me that his son, Ben, upon graduating from Stanford, actually got his master's degree in engineering. And, you know, at 26 years old in Class A, what he's doing is the boyhood dream stuff that we all love baseball because of. He is chasing his dream. There is an outside chance that he'll be able to put it all together here and maybe throw an inning in the major league someday, and he's given it one last chance to see how it goes.
Signed in February of 2022, so he had never pitched an affiliated ball until he was 26 years old. So better late than never. I always like to say on these broadcasts, if you've got a jersey on your back, you've got a chance. And Ben Baggett now has a jersey on his back. This is just his fifth appearance of his affiliated career. Made one appearance for the FCL Blue Jays. This is now his fourth appearance with the Dunedin Blue Jays. 2 1/3 scoreless innings so far. So has yet to allow a run. As Cavaco swinging on 3-0 comes up empty. 95 on the radar gun for Baggett. So certainly has some velocity.
When you see that first pitch come out at 95, you see why he might have a chance.
Absolutely. Cavaco skies one high and deep to the right field pole, but hooking foul beyond the berm for strike two. So Baggett inheriting a 3-0 count has now gotten it back to full as another righty throws in the Dunedin bullpen. So they had double barrel action, and they're continuing with that second arm out there. Here's the 3-2. And it's ripped down the line. That's a fair ball inside the bag and rolling all the way to the corner. Cavaco makes the turn. He's going to get around second as the throw comes in. It's a leadoff double. And the Muscles finally have their first hit of the night. It comes in the fifth inning.
Boy, Cavaco got onto that one real well, put it right down the line. It rattled around in the corner a little bit, and now we're off to a good start here. Let's see if these Muscles can make it interesting.
Yeah, as soon as you get Wallace out of the game, you feel like there's a little hope after he dominated you for 4+. Now, that hit will be charged to Baggett. If Baggett had thrown ball 4, the walk would have been charged to Wallace, who threw 3 out of the 4 balls in that encounter. But instead, the base hit charged to Baggett. Cavaco aborted second. Here comes the lefty Cespedes, who swats one foul on the left side, strike 1. Rubel batting .338 through his first month in the Florida State League, which is incredible. He's been going to all fields, a sweet lefty stroke, and showed off a little power in the homestand against Bradenton. Baggett delivers, and the fastball buzzes up and in, ball 1.
You know, John, when Rubel Cespedes came up, it was about a month into the season, if I remember right, and just from the very first at bat the guy had, he looked like he was destined to be here. He fit right in. He looked just right.
And he loops this one into the crowd on the left side for strike 2. He has hit the ground running here in this league. Now, going into spring training, I think the Twins have most of the starting points for these players predetermined. Now, there are things can change. There can be injuries. Guys can surprise or disappoint over the 4 weeks of spring training games. But for the most part, they know where everybody's going to begin. That one's lifted out to left field. Pretty shallow. Salinas comes in a few steps from left. Waits for it and makes the catch for out number 1 as Cavaco stays put at second base. It'll be Tatum now for the Mighty Muscles. And so Cespedes, who last year hit below the Mendoza line in the Florida Complex League, was probably ticketed for extended spring training all along. But as extended spring training continued through April and then into May, I bet you he put on a show back there because he was one of the first call-ups after Luis Baez to join the Muscles when an opportunity presented itself. So even though his numbers were worse than most of his teammates over at extended spring training in 2021, clearly he made some noticeable improvements in 2022 as Tatum swings over a curveball for strike 1.
You know, and that's really all it takes in this league, in this game, John, is you got to, at first you got to have the opportunity and then you've got to execute your opportunity, right?
And back there in the complex, it's kind of a mishmash of different styles of play. That one is low for a ball. I mean, they're not going to read too much into 50 games in the FCL. Most guys might have only played 30 games because there's so many players on that roster, you really can't play anybody every day. And so, you know, we're looking at the numbers, and Cespedes certainly did not stand out with the numbers last year, but clearly he did in extended spring training this year. They're strike 2 because some of the players in the lineup for the FCL Twins last year are repeating the level this year. But Cespedes has played his way out of that league.
You know, and at this time of the year, John, as the draft is right around the corner here, and you know that there's going to be 20 or 30. Go ahead, John.
A foul ball. Tatum able to waste the fastball there, 1-2 on him.
So to our fans out there, I apologize. I sometimes step on the play here while we're broadcasting. But, no, what I was saying was with the draft right around the corner, we know that the Twins are going to get 25 or 30 new players into the organization here very soon. And that's going to create a lot of movement all around.
Absolutely. The way they did it last year is now time is called for. Gonzalez, the catcher, going to go to the mound to speak to Baggett. I'd love to get your take on this, John, as a big baseball fan. What they did last year was they took all the draft picks, most of them signed within that first 1 or 2 week window after the draft. They brought them all to Fort Myers. They threw them into the dorms. They put them through all kinds of, you know, classroom lessons where they gave them the organization philosophy. They introduced them to the coordinators, the coaches around the organization. They kind of got them up to speed on some of the lexicon and the words that the Twins use when they do their scouting reports. And it was a six-week, essentially, boot camp where there was just as much kind of mental learning as there was physical learning. Since all those guys can play baseball, obviously the scouts thought highly of everybody the Twins drafted. And so there was basically a six-week, what they called a draft camp here, to get everybody up to speed. There's the pitch to Tatum, and the fastball's wasted to the screen again. And then they kind of handpicked a pecking order of guys who they felt were ready and healthy to join the affiliates. So everybody got here in mid-July, but nobody actually appeared in a game till the end of August. And the Muscles essentially got two players added to their team each week over the final 4 weeks of the season. Here's the 1-2 to Tatum. Cavaco runs. It's looped out to right field. Sotolongo coming in. Did he catch it? He did. And the inning is going to end. A close play on a ball that Sotolongo might have trapped. Instead, it's a 9-4 double play. And the inning is over. Just to wrap up our conversation, Muscles ended up getting 8 or 9 draft picks onto their roster by the end of the season. That happens this year. We'll see some of those guys in the playoffs, but definitely an interesting progression that the Twins put together last year.
It is. And, you know, I'm sure those guys got drafted, and they're probably chomping at the bit to get out there and get put a uniform on and get dirty and play some baseball. But I think there is some real value in getting them before they're concentrating on baseball, getting them all caught up on everything else that is in and around the game and what it means to be a part of the Twins organization.
Yeah, Twins have deep scouting reports. They've got all these databases with different numbers, so they're kind of teaching those guys what that means and how to go about communicating with their coaches before they're actually in games. We've talked to some of those guys this year, and they said that they absolutely loved that draft camp last year. We'll move on to the sixth inning. Mighty Muscles still down two.
Your Mighty Muscles tip their ball caps for their heritage on Thursday with Miracle Throwback Night. Players wear classic Miracle uniforms, and hospitality will have dollar cans and $2 draft beers until the seventh inning. College students get in for only $5, too, with ID. Then, this Friday night, Saturday night, and a special Sunday night game will each be capped by our biggest fireworks show ever. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Picture perfect. Follow us on Instagram at Mighty Muscles for shots of game action and events. And total team info is on the web at MightyMuscles.com.
This is Muscles pitcher Hunter McMahon, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Top of the sixth inning here at Hammond Stadium as Nunez shoots the first one out to center pretty deep. Baez going back, able to run it down and retire Nunez. That ball struck well, but Baez equal to it, and Nunez retired on the first pitch from the new Muscles pitcher, Juan Mendez. Mendez, 6'4", 240 from Santo Domingo, in the Dominican Republic, signed a little bit late. He is now 23 years old, but pitching very well this season for the Mighty Muscles and replacing Travis Adams, who did get through 5 innings. First pitch to Salinas is up and away for ball one. And John, what did you think of Travis Adams tonight? Battled back after a couple of rocky innings.
Yeah, Travis Adams, I mean, that's a really strong pitcher for our club. He got into a little trouble in the second and third, got out of there with limited damage. Listen, you give up 2 runs over 5 innings at this level, that's a quality start in my book. I think he showed some real perseverance tonight.
Absolutely. 4 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts for Travis, but maybe most importantly, retired 8 of the last 9 batters he faced. Fastball from Mendez is outside for ball 3. Mendez, meanwhile, one of the hardest throwers on this staff. Fastball up to 97. Lives in the mid-90s with a good slider. All a matter of throwing strikes for him, which he's done for the most part this year. 3-0 is inside, close pitch, ball 4. A one-out walk to Roske Salinas. And the Blue Jays will look to add on, already up 2-0 here in the 6th. It'll bring up Sotolongo. We were talking earlier about the baseball calendar, John, and how this is really starting now for the next month. This is baseball's time to shine. It'll kind of all wrap up that third week of July for both the draft and the MLB All-Star Game, which this year happened at the same time.
And that's really cool, John. I I think doing things in a combination like that, where you have the ability to really celebrate the game while the spotlight is solely on the game, I think that's very valuable to all baseball fans and to the game of baseball itself.
Owens lifted foul on the right side, strike two. The other new part about the All-Star game, and it's always been a spectacle, they call it the Midsummer Classic. You know, it was kind of silly for a while. It determined home field advantage in the World Series. That is no longer the case. There's strike three. Good high fastball by Mendez as he blows away Soto Longo. And there's two down here in the sixth. But that is no longer the case, so now they can mic up players and have fun with it, all the concerts before that and the home run derby. Now, this year, they have also coincided the Major League All-Star break with the Minor League All-Star breaks, so every single professional baseball team will be off for those 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, during the MLB All-Star game. There's a swing and a miss, strike one. It also allows the Minor League front offices to focus on the draft and not have to worry about, filling their rosters in the minor leagues and, playing games. That one's up and in for ball one. So if a GM or a scout wants to call a coach in the minor leagues, maybe he used to be a college coach, maybe they just want an opinion on some video, the coaches will be available because they're not going to be in the dugouts at 7 o'clock at night. They're going to be at home watching the draft. That one is called a strike at the knees, one and two. So the whole baseball world, really the whole sports world, can fixate on the draft and the All-Star game that third week of July.
I'm excited about it, John. I think it's a great idea, and it's one of those things that what's the harm in trying on something like that?
There's another good fastball by Mendez, who blows away Del Rosario and puts up a zero, middle of the sixth. Blue Jays lead 2-0. John, it was so great to have you up here tonight. Thank you so much for stopping by. We know you've got a busy week ahead. Best of luck. We're going to do our best anti-rain dance all week. We can't wait to see the festivities throughout the weekend.
Of course. John, thanks for having me. And to all of our Muscles fans out there, can't wait to see you at the ballpark next time you're out here.
John Martin, managing partner of your Mighty Muscles. We'll be right back after this.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It!
How do you follow the crack of the bat? With the boom of fireworks.
Friday night fireworks.
After every Friday evening home game, the lights go down and the fireworks go up into the Southwest Florida sky. Wrap up your evening at the ball game with the booms, bangs, and sparkles of a professional fireworks show after every Friday home game. One more way to have a family-friendly great time from your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is infielder Noah Miller, and you're listening to John Vitas on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Eight, nine, and one for the Mighty Muscles here in the bottom of the sixth. We want to thank John again for coming up to the booth. Always a pleasure. What a class act, and we love having him up here as Roberto takes inside for a ball. I think you can tell how much he loves baseball and how owning this Muscles team is a dream for him. He's been in the ownership group now for 3 years and just took over the majority share of the Muscles in the offseason. That one is fouled off 1-1, and so he is the head of the snake, you could say, with that ownership group. Muscles have a handful of different men who own the team, and John is the managing partner. So he is the one who is here for a good amount of the games, helping our staff run things in Fort Myers. As Roberto skies another one foul towards the press box, strike two. It'll be Baez and Rucker to follow. And what has been a pretty ho-hum baseball game tonight. 2-0 Blue Jays in the sixth. Muscles have just one hit. It came against the reliever Ben Baggett, who is now out of the game after working a scoreless inning. The new pitcher deals up and away for ball two. This is Matt Svensson, a guy who has shown us some really good talent in his 2 years in this league. Had a dominant performance against the Muscles in April. There's the 2-2, and it's fouled off to the right side. Svensson throws hard, mid-90s. Trying to help this game to the finish. Drafted in the 13th round out of Lehigh University last year. He is a piggybacker. This is just his sixth relief outing to go with six starts, as that one's fouled back by Roberto again. 5.27 ERA, though, for Svensson. So that's a good example, a guy who's 93 to 97. The velocity isn't everything because he's given up more hits than innings pitched this year. The 2-2 is chopped on the ground right side. Nunez going a long way for it. Backhand sets his feet, and the throw to first is in time. Svensson had a little bit of trouble finding the bag, but he had time to recover. Roberto grounds out 3-1. And it'll bring up Luis Baez. So Baggett allows one hit over one inning. No strikeouts, no walks. And now it's Svensson who could take this one to the finish. He averages four innings per outing. As Baez loops one to the infield on the third base side, Del Rosario comes in and makes the catch on the grass for out number two. So Baez retired, and it'll bring up Rucker. Blue Jays pitching just one over the minimum tonight. Muscles bats have to figure it out quickly. Things have cleared up nicely here in Fort Myers. We had some rays of sunshine breaking through while John was up here. That one's outside, ball one. Now we've got some beautiful purple skies to our left towards the beach where the sun sets. So kind of purple and pink sneaking through the cloud line up above. Fastball in at the knees, 1-1 on Rucker, who has grounded out twice tonight. Infield as deep as they can get against Jake with two outs and nobody on. Svensson set the pitch. Is drilled out to left pretty deep. Salinas going back now near the wall. He jumps and makes the catch right at the front of the warning track. Salinas makes a nice play to take a double away from Rucker. Muscles go in order. We move to the seventh. It's 2-0 Blue Jays.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through eighth grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference.
Muscles catcher Kyle Schmidt, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
John Vitas bringing you back to Fort Myers as Juan Mendez comes out for his second inning and fires a fastball low for ball one. Juan Gonzalez leads it off for the Blue Jays. Dunedin leads this game 2-0. Just one hit so far for Fort Myers. There's the pitch in. And the fastball nails the outer half for a strike. Gonzalez has flown out to center field twice. One was a sac fly, though, drove in a run in the second. Heater low, 2-1, 95 for Mendez, right on his normal velocity. Let's take a look around the Florida State League in this inning. All the games getting going on time tonight. As that one misses low for ball three. There is one final score in the league already. The Palm Beach Cardinals with a 4-1 win over the Daytona Tortugas. Slider pounded on the ground left side. Cavaco backs up to field it. The long throw to first is in time. Good stretch by Tatum. Cavaco knew how much time he had with the catcher running and made a good play. He played a really good third base tonight. DeCastro coming up next now. Bernal, the catcher for the Cardinals, hit a grand slam in that game. And Inoan Paniagua, who leads the league in innings pitched, went 7 innings, allowed 1 run on 3 hits, and struck out 8. So an incredible outing from Paniagua. That one is high to DeCastro. Hayes Heineke went the final 2 to get the Cardinals to 34-34 for the season. Fastball fouled off as DeCastro levels the count at 1-1. 97 for Mendez, his hardest pitch of the night. All the other games in the league are still in progress. St. Lucie Mets, who have started the second half 0-3, have a 7-5 lead on Jupiter in the 8th inning. That one's down and away, 2-1. So we'll see if the Mets can get their first win of the half. The Mets and the Muscles have clinched a playoff spot in the league. They're not playing for anything, but they have started the second half 0-3. Here's the pitch. Fastball blown by DeCastro, strike 2. Over in Clearwater, the Flying Tigers have a 5-4 lead on the Threshers. That game's in the 6th inning. There's the pitch. Fouled back. They're actually in a rain delay right now. Isaac Pacheco, 3-for-3. Hit his second triple of the season. And it's now a battle of the bullpens as they are in the 6th inning with the Tigers up 5-4. Mendez a 2-2, and it's reached for and lined over Tatum into right field. Great piece of hitting by DeCastro. Against the fastball down and away, able to reach forward and line it into right. It'll bring up Desan Brown with one on and one out. And last but not least, the Tampa Tarpons lead the Bradenton Marauders 5-2. That game is also in a rain delay. They're in the top of the 4th. That one's rolled left side, fielded by Miller in the hole, goes to second. Perez drops it on the transfer. That is a 6-4 fielder's choice as DeCastro is erased. Brown aboard at first. With Pinto coming up. Cabrera hit a 2-run home run for the Tarpons. Austin Wells is rehabbing. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI, and so is Jason Dominguez. So the Tarpons lead the Marauders at Lecom Park. That one is high for a ball 1-0. Mendez ready again. Now the pitch. Runner goes. It's inside, and Cardenas drops the transfer. It's a stolen base for Brown. And the Blue Jays have an insurance run in scoring position. With the count now 2-0 on Pinto. Well, we are very excited to let you know that our broadcast schedule is increasing. We were not on the last 4 road trips after we were on the first 3. And now we have a balk. Both umpires called it as Mendez balks and Brown moves to third base. 2 outs still in the inning. But we are going to do four of the six games next week in Tampa. Fastball down the middle for a strike. Then we'll do all three in Dunedin after the All-Star break. And then we're going to do all six in Jupiter. That one is outside, ball three. The only full break we're going to have the rest of the way is the second week in Jupiter. The Muscles play 12 consecutive games at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Six against the Hammerheads, six against the Cardinals. 3-1 is at the knees for strike two. Close pitch. We're going to broadcast all six Jupiter matchups, but we won't broadcast the Cardinals series. They'll have it covered. The Cardinals have a broadcast over there. But you'll have two options against Jupiter, us and them. Mendez steps off after Pinto called for time. We'll call all six against Bradenton as well. So over the remaining, as Mendez comes set, here's the pitch. And it's swatted deep to right field towards the pole. Long run for Roberto. Gets behind it and makes the catch up against the warning track in the right field corner. So Mendez puts up a second zero and keeps this game at 2-0. But just doing some quick math, the Muscles have 64 games remaining this year. And we are going to broadcast 56 of the 64. So the broadcast schedule is picking up before the Muscles head to the playoffs in mid-September. Time to stretch. Fort Myers needs to rally.
Nobody starts the day thinking they're going to finish it in the hospital, but personal injury happens, and having a strong advocate to represent you before an insurance company or the court is invaluable. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in traffic court and personal injury litigation from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. Before you sign anything, reach out to the law office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
You got a group? We got a group deal. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles group ticket packages include discounts and bennies for your family, friend group, church, team, or business. Call the Mighty Muscles business office today at
239-7683-210. Listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball. Here's the voice of the Muscles, John Venus.
Noah Miller set to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning. Fort Myers trailing 2-0. Matt Svensson back out for a second inning of relief. Blue Jays got one in the second, one in the third, and we've seen no runs since. There have been some opportunities, but not a ton. Only six hits in this game. Five for Dunedin, one for the Muscles. That one misses outside to Noah for ball one. Miller went 0-for-2, batting right-handed against Wallace. Now he bats left-handed against Svensson. Here's the 1-0, and it's rolled right back up the middle. Long way to go. Sliding stop by Machado from his butt. He throws to first, and it's not in time. Miller beats it out. What an effort by Machado, who almost made another terrific play at shortstop. But it's an infield single for Noah Miller. Muscles have their second hit, and it brings up Cardenas. Cardenas, a strikeout and a walk tonight. As time is called for by the catcher. So, an opportunity for Fort Myers. Just the second time in seven innings that they've gotten the leadoff man on base. Miller fakes the steal. The slider bends in for strike one. Outfield deep and straight up against Cardenas, who has power. Three home runs this year, but I would say he has above average raw power. Miller breaks, pitches low, throw on target, but oh, they got him. Close play at second. Brian Meyer going to come over and argue. That was close. Miller with the head first slide to the back of the bag, and they say that DeCastro's tag was there in time. I'm not so sure, and neither is Brian Meyer, who's over there having a chat with Chris Argueza, the base umpire. That's a tough break for Fort Myers, and a risky send by Takashi Miyoshi, the first base coach. He almost made it, but you don't want to run that early in the inning with the leadoff man on and a good hitter at the plate, I don't think. But the numbers must have been right. So one out, base is empty now as the slider bends away, 2-1. Samuel Perez is the next man up in the Fort Myers bullpen. So it looks like Mendez is done after his customary two innings. Fastball is low from Swanson. Mendez was on 4 days of rest. Perez, meanwhile, is on 5 days of rest. In the 11-man, or I should say 10-man Fort Myers bullpen. This one's popped up to short. Machado calls off Del Rosario and makes the catch. So Cardenas pops out, and it's all left to Perez here in the 7th. In the doubleheader on Sunday, the Muscles used 6 of their 10 relievers. So they'll use 2 of the 4 that they didn't utilize on Sunday. The other 2 are Jackson Hicks and Malik Barrington. So if those 2 don't pitch tonight, they'll certainly pitch tomorrow as Perez scalds one foul off the netting in front of the Fort Myers bullpen, strike 1. And then you can go back to those guys from Sunday's doubleheader on Thursday, although they'll be available tomorrow if needed. But you probably would go with Hicks and Barrington behind the starter Pearson Ohl. And that is a noon start tomorrow. Make sure you tune in on your lunch break. Muscles are marketing it as Lunch with the Muscles. $5 tickets available at the box office tomorrow. Perez takes one on the inside corner, strike 2. Our tickets are normally $11 to $13, so $5 is a considerable discount. 0-2 on Mikey. Swanson deals. Fastball, got him. Tied him up, down and in. A good inning for Matt Swanson. We are through 7 here at Hammond Stadium. The Blue Jays lead it 2-0.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah!
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo-hoo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for 6 games and include parking and 6 hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full-season ticket plan for $330. Full-season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, June 29th, is a special Mighty Muscles Day game at high noon. Come out on your lunch break for $5 box tickets. It's also Silver Sluggers Wednesday and Bark in the Park. Bring your dog and make it an afternoon. Then, this weekend, we'll roll out all the big bang boom leading up to the 4th of July. This Friday, Saturday, and a special Sunday night game will each be capped by our biggest fireworks show ever. Come on out to the ball game this week with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles pitcher Jackson Hicks, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
3-4-5 due up for Dunedin as we welcome you to the 8th inning. Samuel Perez is the new Fort Myers pitcher. He is replacing Juan Mendez, who went 2 innings scoreless, just 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Blue Jays lead 2-0 as Machado takes outside for ball 1. Perez on 5 days of rest, went two scoreless in Lakeland last Wednesday. Here's the 1-0. It is fouled back. Perez is a changeup specialist. His fastball tops out at 84 miles an hour. So the changeup in the upper 70s is his ticket. It's got splitter action. And even if the hitter knows it's coming, they oftentimes cannot hit it. Tries a slider there for ball two. Sam is about 70% changeup. And then the other 30% is a split between the fastball and the breaking ball. 2-1. It is a changeup outside ball three. Travis Adams, by the way, went five innings today as the starter, allowed two runs, one earned on four hits. Struck out three, but walked three, so unusual there. There's a swing and a miss on a high fastball, 3-2. So Adams' ERA goes down just a smidge from 3.23 to 3.10. Payoff pitch, just missed low. Machado was sprinting to first well before the umpire even got the call in his ear from the robots. It's a leadoff walk, and Machado is on for the third time. It'll bring up Rainer Nunez. Mendez drops his ERA to 4.01 after a difficult outing in Lakeland. Gave up two runs and one plus on Thursday. There's a swing and a miss. Nunez over the changeup. Let's take a little spin around the Twin system in this inning as we play in the top of the eighth. Perez deals, and it's rolled on the ground towards third, just inside the bag. Falling away, Cavaco goes to second. Relay to first, and they got him! What a play by the Muscles infield on a softly hit grounder down the line. Somehow able to turn two. Oh, Cavaco was fading away and put it on Perez's chest. And he quickly turned it to first in time, 5-4-3, as Fort Myers goes around the horn. I think we're going to hold off now on that Twin scoreboard. With this inning now all but over, two outs, nobody on. There is Roque Salinas. Looks to bunt, first base side. Perez off the mound, fields, flips barehanded, and they got him. Great defense in that inning from the Muscles as Perez sprints to the dugout after making a barehanded play on the bunt. Middle of the eighth, 2-0 Blue Jays.
Your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are kicking off Independence Day a little early
with three weekend nights of baseball, red, white, and blue. This Friday kicks off the party with Military Appreciation Night, honoring all active duty and veterans with free admission and a special pregame ceremony.
Postgame, Hammond Stadium's first big night of our famous fireworks.
Saturday night, the first 500 fans in the gate get a Mighty Muscles red, white, and blue collector's t-shirt, and our players will take to the field with custom team USA jerseys. Postgame, we launch a second night of booms, bangs, and crackles after the game. Then Sunday, game time moves from the regular afternoon matinee to 7 p.m. so you can sit back and enjoy the biggest postgame fireworks extravaganza in Hammond Stadium history. Independence Day weekend baseball.
Red, white, and boom!
With your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles pitcher John Wilson, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Fort Myers with six outs left to try and erase a 2-0 deficit. Matt Svonson out for his third inning of relief. We'll face Cavaco, Cespedes, and Tatum. We'll promise you, or we'll fulfill the promise of that Twins out-of-town scoreboard in this half inning. After Cavaco started that double play in the top of the eighth, and he fouls the first one back for strike one. Major League team lost earlier today to the Cleveland Guardians 3-2. They blew a lead in the ninth, but they are fighting back well against the Guardians in game two of the doubleheader as Keone takes a slider downstairs. Twins lead 4-0 in the fifth inning. Josh Winder threw four scoreless in his return from the injured list. Twins won 2 out of 3 over the weekend against the Rockies as Cavaco hits one sharply to third, but right at Del Rosario. And the long throw to first pulls Nunez off the bag, and Cavaco is safe. It'll likely be an E5, and the leadoff man aboard for Fort Myers. Twins won yesterday to start the series against Cleveland. So, if they're able to hold on to their lead in Game 2 tonight, Minnesota would have won 4 out of 5. Holding on to first place now in that AL Central. Elsewhere around the organization, the AAA St. Paul Saints this week host the Omaha Storm Chasers of the Royals system. Cespedes watches low, a slider from Swanson. They're in the third inning in St. Paul tonight. Remember, all of the Twins affiliates play in the Central time zone. That one's looped out to center. That's going to fall. Cavaco will stay at second. Cespedes got jammed, but able to muscle it into center. And the first two muscles are aboard here in the eighth. It'll bring up Tatum. Derek Rodriguez, a former Miracle pitcher on the mound tonight for St. Paul. He's through three innings, but trailing 2-1. Jose Godoy with an RBI single to get St. Paul on the board. Double-A Wichita on the road this week in Springfield to play the Cardinals. Windsurge out to a 4-1 lead in the fourth inning of that game. Austin Martin with a two-run single. And Chris Williams is 2-for-2. Daniel Gossett pitching well so far for the Windsurge after being moved down from AAA. Slider backs up for a strike to Tatum. High A Cedar Rapids in a rain delay in the bottom of the third inning. Colonels out to a 5-0 lead on Wisconsin. Swanson set here in Fort Myers. The 0-1 is swatted foul. Brent Hedrick is through two scoreless innings on the mound. Christian Encarnacion Strand with a two-run home run. And then RBI hits for Kyler Fedko, Junior Severino, and Patrick Winkle, three former muscles. Here's the 0-2, and he got him. Good fastball blown by Tatum. Second strikeout for Swanson, and it brings up Nelson Roberto. In fact, 8 of the 9 hitters tonight for Cedar Rapids are former muscles. So we'll see if they can get that game going, but Colonels with a healthy lead there. That would be a suspended game if they can continue. Down in the FCL, the Twins got walked off on in the 10th inning against the Rays over in Port Charlotte. 4-3 Rays, the final score. FCL Twins dropped to 9-8 on the early season. Wilfrey Castro hit his first home run of the season, a solo shot for the Twins. And the highest-ranked prospect on that team, Brian Medina, made the start. Just one hit over 3 2/3, but the bullpen blew it. Here's the pitch, and Roberto rockets one foul off the right side, strike one. Olivares went four innings, allowed just one run in relief after John Olson had a successful rehab outing. But Giovanni Herman allowed the two runs in the 10th as the Rays won it 4-3. There'll be an off day tomorrow in the FCL as Roberto fouls one off. The FCL Twins will be back in action on Thursday in Fort Myers against the Rays. So come on out at noon here on the backfields in Fort Myers, Rays versus Twins. 0-2. Up high, Roberto takes ball one. And this is how the schedule works in the rookie ball league behind us. They're off every Wednesday and Sunday to have makeup dates on rainouts. and the Twins and Red Sox will always play on Fridays and Saturdays. There's a swing and a miss. Roberto late on the fastball, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Swanson. Baez, the last hope here in the eighth. So the FCL Twins will kind of alternate home and homes with the Rays, the Pirates, the Orioles, the Braves on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays, and then they'll always play a home and home with the Red Sox on Fridays and Saturdays. There's the pitch, and it's high. So 40% of the team's schedule will be against the same opponent. Just some of the minutiae in the FCL. Geography matters a lot. They don't even play teams from the Tampa area or the East Coast because it's all commuter trips, no hotels in the FCL. There's the 1-0. Up and in, Baez has to jump out of the way, ball two. So the Rays in town on Thursday and a home-and-home with the Red Sox Friday, Saturday. Mussels playing the Blue Jays all week. 2-0 on Baez. Runners have their leads. Here's the pitch. Fastball line to right. That's a base hit. Cavaco's going to get the wave. Sotolongo winds the throw to the plate. On a bounce, it's there, and Cavaco is out at home plate. Brian Meyer had to roll the dice. Down by two in the eighth, but a good throw by Sotolongo keeps the score at 2-0. We move to the ninth. Blue Jays continue to hold the lead.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Glenn Levine from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. Our team can help you understand your legal options after an accident. We will file your claim and fight for the full compensation you deserve. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
Mikey Perez, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Ninth inning here at Hammond Stadium. John Venus bringing you back as Samuel Perez goes out for his second inning. First pitch changeup drops in for a strike to Sotolongo, who just made a terrific play in right field, throwing out Cavaco at the plate. 0-1 is a strike, 0-2. Good pitch from Sam. 15th appearance of the year for Perez. ERA in the twos. He's been good. The 0-2. Topped foul on the third base side. Perez allowed a walk, but nothing more in the eighth. Highest level he's pitched. Started his career in the Angels system. The 0-2. Reached for and driven out to center. Baez backs up a couple steps. Still going. Boy, Sotolongo showing some power there. But catch is made a few steps in front of the warning track. It's an F8 to start the ninth. It'll bring up Del Rosario. It's funny, when we started the year, there were very few players on the team. I'd say you can count them on one hand. Guys who played in other organizations. But the Muscles had two guys from the Angels organization, an organization that the last few years has been at the bottom of the league in talent. That one is high for a ball. But Sam Perez and infielder Daniel Osorio both started their pro careers with the Angels. Perez drops in a strike there, 1-1. Signed in 2018. And then was released in March of 2021. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. So spent 3 years in the Angels system, released at the end of spring training last year. The 1-2 is driven out to center pretty deep. Baez towards right center this time is there. And he makes the catch. Two quick outs. It'll bring up Gonzalez. Twins picked him up in June, so he was unemployed for just under 2 months. Or I'm sorry, just under 3 months. And pitched really well in the Florida Complex League last year. A 1.45 ERA. That one's up high for a ball. And pitched so well, the Twins brought him back into the organization. They re-signed him to a minor league deal in December. That one is low, 2-0. It's very rare that you see a team sign a guy at the rookie level in December. Normally you see those lower level guys picked up during the season when an organization needs some depth. 2-0 is up and away, ball three. Usually the guys signed that time of year are the AAA players, the guys who will get an invite to big league camp. You'll see a bunch of those types of signings in December, but not rookie ball pitchers. 3-0 is a strike. But the Twins thought that highly of Perez, where they immediately wanted to bring him back. Similar scenario, by the way, for Matt Mullenbach, who's in the Muscles bullpen, a guy who the Twins didn't have to bring back, but they did. Broken bat, roller, first base side, foul. Full count now on Gonzalez as his bat splintered. And there's a shard of wood about 30 feet up the third base line that the bat boy comes over to pick up. And Gonzalez over to the bench to get another bat. Blue Jays will go with Michael Dominguez tomorrow, righty out of Tampa. He'll be opposed by Pearson Ohl of the Mighty Muscles. Perez fires. Foul back on the changeup. I wonder, and we'll break out the binoculars and take a look. I wonder if Pearson Ohl has departed for the night and is maybe in bed already. With the noon start tomorrow, he'll have to be here around 9 a.m. and be on the top of his game at noon. Here's the payoff pitch. Rolled on the ground, left side. Cavaco to his left flags it down. Throw to first is on target, and the inning is over. 1-2-3, go the Blue Jays in the ninth. Muscles will try and come back down two after this here on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah!
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo-hoo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible Voucher Plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for six games and include parking and six hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full-season ticket plan for $330. Full-season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Thank you.
Last chance for Fort Myers. Top of the order due up, though. That's the good news. Facing Matt Svanson, who's already into his second trip through the order, looking to go four innings to get the save tonight. That one buzzes inside on Jake Rucker for ball one. Blue Jays got a run in the second, a run in the third. Both on sack flies. We've seen no runs since. 2-0 Blue Jays in the ninth. Fastball looped out towards second base right at DeCastro, who makes the catch at the back of the dirt for out number one. So the Muscles now two outs away from being shut out for the first time all season. Bring up Miller. The Muscles pitching staff have shut out the opponent nine times this year, but the offense has never been shut out. This is game number 67. As Noah takes high for ball one. You got Miller, Cardenas here, and then Perez. They'd have to get Cavaco to the plate as the tying run. And Miller pops this one up. Foul ground, first base side. The catcher, Gonzalez, over, and he makes a reaching catch. We've seen some good defense in this game. There have been two errors, but there have also been a handful of good plays, and that was one of them. On the first base on deck circle, able to make a sprawling catch. Miller is robbed, and Cardenas, the last hope for Fort Myers. Two outs, nobody on. Fort Myers down two. Noah takes a fastball down the strike, down the middle for a strike at 93 from Svanson, who's up over 40 pitches in relief. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. Rolled towards the middle. Long way to go. Machado gets there. Sets his feet. Throws to first, and this ball game is over. In just 2 hours and 8 minutes, the Dunedin Blue Jays shut out the Muscles 2-0. First time in 67 games that the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles have been blanked. Two runs on five hits, one error for Dunedin. Zero runs on four hits, one error for the Muscles, as Wallace, Baggett, and Svanson combine on a four-hit shutout tonight. Muscles drop to 42-25, 1-2 in the second half. Blue Jays get to 500. They are 2-2 now in the second half, 30-40 overall. This was game number 70 for them. Muscles have had three games that have yet to be made up. Blue Jays are right on schedule. Now 70 games in for them at 30-40 on the year. Really not much to talk about on the Muscles side. Nobody had multiple hits. Muscles had four hits and a walk, one walk. They also reached on an error. That's it. As the Blue Jays pitching staff finished three batters over the minimum tonight, as the Muscles get shut out for the first time all year. Early start time tomorrow, 12 noon. First pitch will be thrown by Pearson Ohl of Fort Myers, and he will be opposed by right-hander Michael Dominguez, a native of Tampa, Florida, tomorrow at 12 noon. Pre-game show begins at 11:45 a.m., and we invite you to join us then. Lunch with the Muscles tomorrow, one of just two midweek day games all year. And the Muscles will look to even that series up. For everybody here in Fort Myers, I'm John Vitas saying good night as the Blue Jays take this one 2-0. We'll see you all tomorrow at 11:45 a.m.
Thanks for listening to Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Baseball worldwide on the Mighty Muscles Broadcast Network. This copyrighted broadcast is presented through the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated, for the private use of our audience. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, its descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.